Well, you know, I owe a great deal of thanks to John Clore, who is kind of, I guess, you can call him the head of, you know, Mustang enthusiast outreach. He's sort of, to the fans of Mustang, he's sort of the face of Ford for them. He goes to all the different Mustang events. He writes books about Mustang. I think he has a new book that is about to come out on Mustang. And he is just like the ultimate Mustang historian in a lot of ways. And, you know, he knows Hal, and he knows Gail Halderman, who designed the original Mustang from previous Mustang events, previous anniversary events. And so, you know, he was really instrumental in helping to convince them to be interviewed. And, you know, essentially, this film is going to be a document that really tells the story of Mustang in a way that's never been done before. And so they really wanted to set the record straight and make sure that everything in the film is accurate and truthful. And part of that is being very candid about their experiences, because I think that they're in their, you know, kind of the twilight of their lives, you know. I'm sure they have a lot of living left in them, but they are certainly have the experience and wisdom in their age to reflect and to have no fear in just telling the truth. I think it's important. I think that they think that it's important that people understand what the real story is and what the kind of, you know, what really happened when they're making this car. And, you know, it's not an easy story. And some of the things that we're revealing about the circumstances of, you know, Lee Iacocca's employment at Ford and the end of his employment at Ford are stories that have never been told before on camera. Especially with R.J. Miller, who was the president of Ford. Well, he was one of the original Whiz Kids and was the president of Ford after Robert McNamara, telling us stories that have never really been told on camera before. So that was an incredibly exciting part of the process. They were eager to make sure that the record was truthful on Mustang because they had read things in the past that were not quite accurate, and they really wanted to make sure that this is the true telling of the story, and I'm incredibly grateful for them.